Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Good Friday morning, the 11th. You probably know that you're taking your Yuka-Maloka right now. Anyway, things are good. We're going to have a special call-in guest today. He'll be calling in later. My celebrity guest. So you'll have to stay tuned. Stay tuned. That is going to be... It's like the music that's by Tony Salvatore. He's the room. But you know what starts my day off really, really well? Tom Carrozza from his CD Zesty. Oh, you got it. Let's go.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. My ten pierogi girl, she's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream.
She smiled when she finished, what a date.
Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
Anything not to pay union musicians. You know? I just, hello there, you sweetie. Well, want to be in a show? Well, these are the people who came in late. Now you're going to be picked on. Yeah, no. I'm sorry. We got a punishment here. We don't say no late. You buy eight drinks now. Let's talk about what we're really here for, me. Me, Nancy Lombardo. You're probably wondering what kind of woman I am. I'll share it with you. I'm a new age woman. Yes, every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. How old would you like me to be? That's how old I am. Oh, you guessed wrong. Too far up. Yes, I am. I'm a mother of two, just so you know, mother of two. You guessed it. One's my husband. I don't know. He's very sweet. You know, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He's just so cute. I hate to shop, so I didn't return him. sweet, he's sweet. He says, look at that, you know, it's a man thing. But it's great, you know, I got all this testosterone running around my house. I'm not actually a housewife, by the way. I'm a migrant farmer. I am, because this is how I spend my days. Because the farthest distance from two points is a man's underwear and the hamper. It can't get in there. It can be over something, under something, in between something. It can't be in there. Because why? Men are born without the ability to bend over. I can't reach it. It's too far. You're going to have to do it for me, honey. Get it. I can't do that. Unless it's food, of course. Food drops on the floor. 3-second rule.
Still good.
Me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. Na 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 na. I thought, that's my life. How did they know? Because both sides hated each other. They hated. You get the Puerto Ricans in one room and the Italians in another room. They're in the same room together. It's like they're both smelling bad food. Like that. It's very, very fun. My Italian grandmother was very fun. She was very cheap. She wouldn't turn on the lights until it was Helen Keller dark. Grandma, I got to read my homework. It's Helen Keller dark. And I would say, Grandma, I need light. You need a light. Your brother, he no need a light. Your father, he no need a light. But Miss Big Shot, oh, she need a light. You know what we used for light when I was your age? The sun! Is it me? Did anybody else have that grandmother that used the tea bag 100 times? Is it still good? You wanted some tea? Is it still good?
She does it.
Oh, you're giving her up. Oh, it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, Michelle. I don't want you sticky old pressing. You're giving me up about the tea bag. The tea bag. And you would know because it was like a trick question if you wanted tea, you know? You want a tea? I don't know. Is that one from World War II? I don't know if I want tea that bad. And then, you know, no Italian grandmother would be complete without that large Italian purse that they always carried. Do you know why grandmothers carry those purses, Italian grandmothers?
Why?
For the bread! For the bread! You go to a wedding, you're not even seated. They're like, Grandma, put those rolls back. Put those rolls back. Why? They just gonna throw them away anyway. Yeah, but let them serve it first in my land of hurricane, sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. I didn't know. She could speak 2 languages at the same time. Growing up, I had no idea what my mother was saying. She would turn to me and just start screaming, Linda! Cliches, you might know them as, or glitches, I should call them. Mira, Nancy, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. Mira, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. She was oblivious to racism. We lived in the. She moved us from the capital of Puerto Rico, New York City, to South Florida because they had an accent. She had an accent. It all worked out. So one day my mother comes home. She goes, Nancy, mira, I was in the store. I'm so excited. I heard there's a Spanish family on our block, but I have been driving around for hours and hours. I can't find them. Mom, we're the Spanish family. She's giving good advice about finding a husband. She's a nasty meter. A man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I'll never forget the time he asked me with his little honest eyes, "Mommy, where do babies come from?" And I wanted to be absolutely honest, so I looked into his eyes and I said, "Well, honey, in your case, they come from Absolute Vodka." I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was little, because I had really curly hair, and my mom would brush it, and I'd go, "Ow, ow!" And she'd go, "Well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby?" And for the longest time, until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Italian grandmothers. I love the Italian grandmothers. What do 60 Minutes and an Italian grandmother have in common? You know, we didn't rehearse, by the way. Just so you know that this is great. This kid is just, Chris, can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play that? You wanna try something else, Chris? That other thing that we didn't rehearse?
Yeah.
All right, you feeling poetic?
Feeling poetic.
Okay, feeling poetic. Let's get a little Kerouac here. You ready? I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeled wrongly, unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. Like the guys in the office, or your boss is really nice, except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish. Not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
piano, and the kid is, go to ChristopherMcGinnis.com, Mick Guinness with I-N-N-I-S, and check him out. This kid's going to be a star. And when we performed that particular piece, I just turned to him, and that kid improvised the whole thing. Betty Jo Tucker's in the house. You know, Betty, I find that the sound goes off, too. You have to turn off your email. It seems like it interrupts the sound when you're listening to the show. I have a chat room up for those of you who are just listening. It's the chat room where I read little comments and and the jokesters stuff. Hello, guest 1060. Thank you for joining in. As I said, we've got a special guest calling in, one of my favorites. I'll be calling in about 5 minutes. Ooh, I said it was a he. Anyway, Betty Jo Tucker, always a great show. Betty Jo Tucker is on Movie Attic Headquarters, Blog Talk Radio. Follow it right now. If you're on Blog Talk Radio after my show, go and follow Betty Jo. And she's going to have this week, Tuesdays at 4, and every Tuesdays at 4, Movie Attic Headquarters, David, her new guest this week will be an indie filmmaker, David Spaltrow, award-winning independent filmmaker. He'll be paying a visit to discuss Things I Don't Understand, his acclaimed movie gem that is currently wowing audiences at film festivals everywhere. He will also talk about Around, his first feature offering. Both very emotionally powerful, according to Betty. I haven't seen them, but I'm taking her word for it because she knows everything there is to know about films, that Betty Jo Tucker at Movie Attic Headquarters. Also read her blogs if you're thinking about what movie should you see. Among his other credits, he worked as an editor behind the scenes on the feature Where the Wild Things Are. Wow, this guy sounds pretty good. And Betty, I like how you add this. He's a boxer with Aikido, Jiu-Jitsu, and Taekwondo. So if you don't like him, he's going to beat you up. He also produced the web series Caught in the Act. I think I got everything in there, Betty Jo. So his next film is Wake Up in New York. Okay, 4 p.m. Eastern time. That's Betty Jo Tucker on Movie Attic Headquarters. Who else is in the house? Must give a shout-out to I'm with Stupid. I went back and listened to your radio show. Very, very good stuff there. I think, are you Mattman as well, I'm with Stupid, on my Facebook? Is that you? Very good stuff. Very good controversial stuff. He does a good interview there. All right, so now I've mentioned it, I think I should give a clue to my caller. Let's see if you can guess who my caller is by this song.
Get you one way or another.
online now. Let's have our celebrity guest of the day, Peter Michael Marino. I hope I said it right. Peter, is that you?
Hey.
Did I say it right?
Of course you did.
All right, I never know.
Hello.
That was from Desperately Seeking Susan the Musical.
Yes, and it was not me singing.
Oh, please, let's pretend.
It was so nice to hear your singing this morning. I had no idea you had such a soprano-like range.
Oh, I'm just off the charts with my singing. No, really, I'm off the charts. I'm not reading music. But anyway, Peter, your show's back, and I've seen the show, and I highly recommend it, Desperately Seeking the Exit, Thursday, the January 17th at 8 p.m., and Sunday, January 20th at 7 p.m. at the Triple Crown Underground, 330 7th Avenue at 28th Street. No reservations, full bar. Hey,
and
tell
free.
Us about it. Free!
Well, we say it's free, and then when you're at the show, I ask you for money. But you don't actually have to give me money, because I'm not actually there collecting the money. So.
But if you want to give him money.
If you want to throw in a $100 bill.
In other words, as I like to say, support the arts by supporting the arts.
That's exactly what you have to do.
So tell us about your show. Is it revamped? Is it the show I saw? Is it different?
Gosh, where did you see it?
I saw it at the Pit.
Oh, you saw it at the Pit. Oh, right. That was way back in, like, the summer, June, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, you know, since then, it played the Edinburgh Festa, the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and that was 24 shows in a row. So,
wow.
Yes, the show has, I guess the word, evolved since then. It's become a little loosey-goosier, but also tighter at the same time. You know, you kind of find out what, you know, as a comedian, you kind of find out what bits can keep in and which ones can kind of go
well
away.
When you're doing 24 shows, you have a lot of room to play.
Yeah, and the great thing about being over there was that the audiences are, you know, completely international. So, you know, I had to learn how to pitch the show to an audience of 60 people every day on a good day, where they're from Scotland, they're from London, they're from New York, and they're from Spain, you know. So since a lot of the show is, it's not only a show about, you know, the making and unmaking of a West End musical flop, but also about being an American in a foreign country that happens to speak the same language that doesn't understand anything you're saying, you know? So I try to make the cultural references make sense to everybody in the audience, no matter where they're from, and I also try to make the showbiz references make sense to anybody, whether they've, you know, they don't know the difference between a workshop and an overture, you know?
All right. Well, for those who don't know the show, let's give a little backstory, because in the chat room, Betty Jo Tucker says she loves to hear Peter talk about his show.
Oh, Betty Jo Tucker, such a nice fan. I love Betty Jo Tucker. Desperately Seeking the Exit is my 65-minute retelling of four of the most challenging years of my life. No, it wasn't four. I guess it felt like four. Where I was the conceiver and book writer of the West End musical Desperately Seeking Susan, based on the Madonna film, but my show featured the music of Blondie. And we had a tremendous amount of interest in the show, and it seeming, you know, effortlessly seemed to have gone from my treatment to Broadway producers to West End producers to three workshops. And then it opened on the West End, and the next day it got terrible reviews, and it closed a month later. So instead of me sort of just letting the story end there, I took some years off, processed the whole thing, realized how funny the story could be, and now Desperately Seeking the Exit is the telling of how that musical was made and unmade.
Yeah, and there's a lot of great backstories on your celebrity. I'm not going to give anything away, because if you want to know, you got to go see the show.
Well, you know, Debbie Harry's involved, and Madonna is involved, and some Tony Award-winning directors are involved, and other people. But it's not, it's by no means a pointing fingers, throw people under the bus type
of show. Oh, no, not at all.
Not
it's
at
actually,
all.
It's quite humorous in just the, and without giving it away, but his version of the evolution from beginning to end of the fruition of this actually becoming a show, and it was in Japan too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was actually a big hit in Tokyo, so there's a nice happy ending to the story. And we're hoping by the time the show, after the show plays in New York, It's I'm taking it down to the Theater Conspiracy in Fort Myers, Florida.
Yay!
For two nights next month. And that will be fun, trying it out for, you know, an audience very far removed from the West End or Broadway, for that matter. Then it's going to
It's an older crowd. Is that an older crowd? I don't know that theater. Is that an older crowd?
Well, the Theater Conspiracy tends to attract a younger crowd than you would expect at, you know, a show in Naples, for example. And they know what they're getting into. I mean, the show is certainly not racy in any way, but it's certainly more rock and roll than a Neil Simon show would be. I really can't wait to go down there. And then it's going to the Adelaide Fringe Festival in May. In March. And that's running for 2 weeks.
In Australia?
That is in Australia, Adelaide, Australia. It takes 24 hours to get there, I learned when I booked my flight this week.
So I'm assuming it's in Adelaide, Australia, the town.
Adelaide, Australia, yeah.
Is that not the center, like the center of Australia?
Well, it's actually on the coast, and it's about a two-hour plane ride from Sydney, and it is the largest southwestern festival in Australia. I think there's about 900 acts performing. I could be way off on my numbers, but it's a lot smaller than the Edinburgh Fringe. So,
well, how did you get into that? We must mention, you do teach a workshop about all this.
I do. I won't be teaching again until the fall, because I'm totally booked up until then with the show. I just submitted it to them. I mean, unlike the New York Fringe Festival, it's not a juried fringe. So there isn't a team of people who are judging the work, right for the festival. You just the only thing you have to do is secure a venue. So you have to convince the venue owners that your show is going to bring people in.
And Peter is quite convincing, because when you go to see this one person show with many personalities, you're going to see how convincing he is and how this all came about when he did it. Betty Jo is a fan. Betty Jo says, thank you, Peter. Also in the house is comedian George Bettinger is in the chat room. George Bettinger's CD, get his CD out there, too. Betty Jo, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., I got to mention Betty Jo's show because you're a movie addict. She's a movie addict. Well, Betty Jo, if you ever do an episode about Desperately Seeking Susan, call Peter. He'll give you
I'll bring Susan Seidelman over. She directed the film, and she's become a great friend and supporter of the show.
I think Betty Jo would like to interview Susan Seidelman.
We would love to do that. Yeah, she's great.
Get you guys each other's information after the show.
Yeah.
And so this is great. So
then after Adelaide,
it's
coming full circle, and the show will be running for 3 weeks on London's West End at the Leicester Square Theatre.
Now, how do you do this, Peter? This is just amazing that you're not only performing this show and setting up your own stage and doing everything else, but how do you get everybody to put your show's up. It's amazing. I'll be here. I'll be there.
Well, you know,
just send candy.
I have to
with
say that, like,
script?
Getting
I don't know.
getting the press that I got in Edinburgh was a huge help. Because once you have international press, and luckily for me, and luckily for me, it was good press. People are more apt to, you know, doing something with your work. I mean, the Edinburgh Fringe is a terrific opportunity to share your work with the world. I mean, it's not your friends and family that are coming, unless you have friends and family in Scotland. It's people who are just interested in discovering something new.
Do the main Edinburgh Festival?
Yes. Yeah, the Edinburgh Fringe.
There's two, right?
Well, I mean, it's the Edinburgh Festival. The Edinburgh Festival is a massive festival that has lots of different subgenres of books and spoken word and poetry and art. The Edinburgh Festival Fringe is theater and comedy and dance and some musical stuff.
And that's not easy to get into, by the way, listeners. That's a lot of people from all over the world submit, but it's not that easy to get into.
Well, you have to have a property that the venues are going to want to take on. So, you know, I think there's just something inherently interesting about this story to folks, because it sounds like it's going to be a backstage, insidery kind of, you know, gossipy show, which it isn't really, but I guess it depends on how you look at it. You know, if you're in the business, it does seem like it's insidery and gossipy.
Oh, the whole
if you're not
story,
in the business, it's
the,
just a story about pursuing a dream.
Yeah, and it's amazing. And I want to get your website on here, www.seekingtheexit.com,
yes,
for more information. And if you're listening, and this stays archived, by the way, so people will listen all day long. So if you're listening even in the archives, you can download it for free on iTunes. Go also to Facebook him, because he'll post everything that's going on in his life. And you go to www.petermarino. My eyesight is too bad. .com. Peter M. Marino. But Facebook him, because he'll tell you everything and just keep up with the funny nuances of this. So this is
yeah,
great.
And if anybody is thinking about going to the Edinburgh Fringe, I know you have a lot of comedy people who listen mm-hmm. to your show. The Edinburgh Fringe folks are actually in town on Saturday doing a 90-minute seminar about getting ready for the Fringe. And then next Saturday, I'm doing a 4-hour seminar on how to get ready for the Fringe. And
will
all
that be at the Pit?
Yeah. It's at the Pit.
All right. So if you go to is that information on www.seekingtheexit.com or petermarino.com?
It's on petermarino.com.
If you go to www.petermarino.com, mmarino.com.
Sounds exhausting.
It's a lot for me to read in that tiny print. Susan Seidelman, what did Betty just say? Susan did a great job on musical chairs.
Yes. They just released that on DVD. It's a great film. Funny, inspiring, unusual, quirky, all the stuff that she's so great at. And she has a new film coming out, I think, in the spring or the summer that she shot down in New Orleans called Hot Flashes, The Hot Flashes. And it's about a basketball team from the 70s who have to get together to raise money for a fellow team member. And it's got a cast, like, including, like, Brooke Shields.
Wow.
And, why am I totally blanking on the other fantastic people? I think Daryl Hannah. I might be totally
wow.
wrong.
All people.
Wanda Sykes.
Short people.
Wanda Sykes and, why do I want to say, Julia Roberts' brother. Maybe. I should know.
Julia Roberts'
Susan,
brother.
Susan, if you're listening, I apologize for not knowing everybody who's in your movie. But
now you made me go blank on his name. Eric Roberts.
Eric Roberts. But it sounds like a great film. I know she had a great time shooting it, and I think it sounds like just the perfect kind of thing for Susan. She's got such a quirky, funny way of looking at
Actually,
the world.
I think when I went to your show, she was there.
You're
the
right.
Audience.
She was.
Yes. So that was a treat. What was her first movie? Oh, I'm desperately sick. I'm sorry. Duh. I blanked out. See what you did to me? I can feel your flu medicine over the phone.
I don't have the flu. I'm not getting the flu. Don't get the flu, Nancy, please.
I've got Triple Crown Underground. Tell me about that space.
Oh, it's
can
so
they drink
great.
There?
It's
can
such
they have
it's a fun place. It's just the Triple Crown is a great Irish bar on 7th Avenue and 28th Street, and I was walking by there about a year ago, and I was thinking about the show, and I walked in, and I said, do you happen to have, like, a little stage where bands perform? And they do, literally, downstairs. And they just renovated the place since I did the show last in May, or whenever I did it again. I can't even keep track of when I did the show. And it's very casual. You can bring your drinks down there. They're totally affordable, and they have excellent food, shepherd's pie and those kind of
Ooh,
things you get in pubs.
Fish and chips.
And, you know, the whole feeling of the show is that you're just sitting at a bar talking to some guy who has a funny story. So
it is. It's very casual. You don't have to dress up. You can.
No, you don't.
It's like it's very casual. But it's. I highly recommend the show. Comedy Concepts highly recommends this show. You want 65 minutes of a fun story performance hour in 5 minutes. Go see the show. You can have an excuse to drink while you're there. Betty Jo Tucker says she grew up in an Irish bar.
Well, I expect Betty Jo Tucker to say hello to me when she comes to the show this next week.
Well, she'll have to do it when you're in Colorado. If you ever take it out to Pueblo, Colorado, because that's where she's from.
I would love to go to Colorado.
George, there you go. But George Bettinger is in, I think you're in Hollywood, Florida, George. So get the word out. Facebook friend Peter. George is on hiatus with his radio show at the Mom and Pop Shop, but he'll be bringing it back soon. So that's George Bettinger, comedian. Buy his CD. Buy my CD, Color Me Crazy, on CD Baby. So far, Canada seems to be my biggest fan. And they keep
that's
buying
terrific.
The same. Yeah, no, but they bought three people, I guess, or three or four people have bought the same song, which is I'm Going to Blame It on My Mother.
You know, it's funny. When I was listening to your bit before, I was thinking of Andrea Martin.
Oh, yeah.
You reminded
I get that
me
a lot.
Of Andrea Martin, who I believe is from Canada.
Oh, is she? Well,
yeah.
That's right. That's
right. SCTV, right?
Yes, SCTV. That's
yeah.
right. They were all Canadians there. Betty Jo loves I'm Going to Blame It on My Mother. It's a blues song. But
in more ways than one.
In more ways than one. But George Bettinger, yes, SCTV is right. Yeah, I did. I played kind of like an Andrea Martin. I was doing an SNL. They did a spoof on My Big Fat Greek Wedding, and I was like one of the relatives. But I'm sure they cast me because I was an Andrea Martin look. So
see?
With that. But this is great. So let's say it again. Desperately Seeking the Exit, Thursday, January 17th, 8 p.m. Sunday, January 20th, 7 p.m. Triple Crown Underground, 330 7th Avenue, 28th Street. No reservations, full bar, 65 minutes. www.seekingtheexit.com. And www.petermarino.com for more information. I think
thank
it's going to be a
Nancy.
Sold out show. I really enjoyed it. It just
thank you
I,
so much.
I felt like I had a workout just watching you.
Oh, well, that's
I think
good.
I lost weight.
I do the show just to keep in shape as well.
Well, thank you for joining us and being today's surprise guest celebrity.
Thank
on
you.
The
and thank you for being
show.
So supportive of everybody in the arts and in comedy. You're just great, Nancy. There's nobody like you.
Oh, stop. Everybody, Facebook friend him. If you're listening, Facebook Peter Michael Marino.
All right.
All right.
Day,
thank
everybody.
You. And
bye.
Good luck with the show. Bye.
Thanks, sweetie. Bye.
What a nice guy. Anyway, I really highly recommend the show. Check it out. It's really worth seeing. Betty Jo, if he ever gets there, definitely. But if he wants, I'll send you his email, Betty, and if you have any questions, you can ask him. Yes, Nancy, it's true. I am the best. Oh, George, you say the sweetest things. Oh, Georgie. George, how you doing there with all your free time? I know you're working on more comedy stuff, and George is available for private events as an MC. You can get his CD on CD Baby, too. So it's very worth the while. Listen to this guy. He's
say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff, ruff. Your notes are amazing, Dig. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Hey, Carly, you imbecile. What took you so long?
Coffee, coffee, coffee.
Oh, it's a coffee fit. Hey, there's a place. George Bettinger's mom and pop shop. Come on, kid, I'll get you a cup of coffee. Can I help you fellas?
Mo, coffee, quick!
Oh, I don't believe it. Los tres chiflados.
Hey, mister, get my friend a cup of coffee, quick. Okay, sure, would you like a regular? No, Kenya. Kenya? No, no, make it Sumatra. I got you under my skin. Not Sinatra, you idiot, Sumatra. We just have plain old coffee. What? No kosher coffee? You know, a glatte latte. Yuck, yuck, yuck. How about a slappuccino? Oh, thanks, Mo. I needed that. Anytime, biped.
Oy, que bruto.
Hiya, Tex.
Who you calling Toots Cubo?
Take it easy, little girl. Whenever he has coffee, he gets a little bit excited. Yeah, let's dance. Double hano, hula, hano, tia, macarena. Bop, tootie, bop, tootie, bop, tootie, bena. Yuck, 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 yuck.
Oh, yeah, you order and a bag of chips, chubby. Yo, Jorge, thanks for the chuckles.
Minnie, wait a minute. Are you paying for these, or is this going to be another Tuesday deal?
Aight, Georgie, I'm buying.
Oh, it's Minnie the Moocher. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
That's it, homie.
Let's get out of here, kid.
The funny George Bettinger. What a wacky character. Look him up on Facebook. Facebook friend him, George Bettinger at the Mom and Pop Shop. One funny guy. One funny and talented family. That's George.
George Benton, yeah, why do I go into voices every time I hear you? Hey, some other fun things. I'll be going to Meet, Drink, Laugh on the 16th. That's at 87 Ludlow Street. It's going to be fun. If you get your tickets in advance, it's cheaper, so do it that way. Meet, Drink, Laugh the 16th. It's a night of comedy, fun games. It's a mingler. That's where you go and you mingle with people, and maybe you meet somebody. Who knows? I'm not going there to meet somebody. I'll be wearing my wedding ring. Anyway, that's all good. And don't forget my friend Fran Capo. She's performing November 11th. Go to www.francapo.com, November 11th. That's in Connecticut. And I'll be in Connecticut at Rocco's on the 26th. I'll post that on my event page. That'll be coming up the 26th if you want to see me in Connecticut. Betty Jo Tucker every Tuesday at 4 p.m. because she's that good. All right, and my CD you can get on CD Baby. You can buy the whole CD or just buy one song. I don't care. Support the arts by supporting the arts.
Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
Always fun here. Always fun on the show. And we're winding down. We're winding down now, believe it or not. That's how fast everything happens here. But it's always a good time. Betty Jo Tucker and George Benninger, thank you for joining in. Go to www.francapo.com for more information. Also, check out her books. She's a very fun person. Oh, boy, I'm looking for a song to go out on, but I don't know. This one's for parents everywhere. Here we go.
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me.
Makes it all okay, but the voices in my head yell, come.
come out and play. I could pretend I'm normal. I could pretend I'm fine, but there's no fun in being sane. So come on and share the wine. Make me, me, great to the Z. Make me.
Lombardo. This is Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Whee! My CD, Color Me Crazy, available on CD Baby. Twice the funny. Buy the whole album. Buy one song. Betty Jo Tucker, you rock. All right, Betty Jo Tucker, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Thank you, and have a good day. No, don't just have a good day. Have a great day. Yep.